Do you know the total turtle we got in the Brazos Valley? Was it around 3 inches?
Yeah, I've seen totals around 3 inches from several locations, but that's sort of a high value. Other places ended up with 2 inches or even less than that.
So does that make much of an impact on the rain deficit that we have for this year?
It takes a little bit of a chunk out of it, but we're still below normal for the month of September, let alone for the entire year. So it hasn't ended the drought. It's it might be the start to making a dent in it, but probably the moisture will only take a couple weeks to dry out again if we don't get more rain.
How many more inches of rain do we probably need to get out of the drought?
Well, Easterwood Airport is only running about 5 inches below normal for the past 12 months, but it's sort of one of the wetter spots in the Brazos Valley. You look at other long-term rain gauges, such as Washington on the Brazos or Lake Somerville Dam. Those places are actually about 18 inches below normal for the year. So they're not going to make that up. It would take a flood to do that. And on the longer term, talking about three-year totals throughout the Brazos Valley that are between 60 to 75% of normal. So it took a long time for this drought to develop, and it's probably going to take a long time to get out of it.
I see. So can it ever recover without having to make back every single inch it missed, or do you understand?
Yeah,
I don't know
sure.
A good way to ask that question.
Yeah, we'll have drought recovery when we've got not just normal amounts of moisture in the ground, but also normal amounts of water running off, filling streams, and so forth. We can get there with just a few months of above normal rainfall. It doesn't really have to make up the full deficit as long as it fills up the local capacity of the soil and the streams to take up water. Fortunately, in the Brazos Valley, normal rainfall is 35 to 45 inches. So for normal for a while, that's a substantial amount of water.
And how many inches? So then, how many inches do we have so far this year?
Right now, totals are basically between about 20 to 35 inches, depending on location. So some places are less than two-thirds of normal. Others are most of the way there.
Am I wrong in feeling like we have at least gotten more rain this year than last year, though?
Well, last year was a pretty good year. It was especially during the winter and spring. This year, it's sort of been hit or miss. We've had some good rain events in the summer in parts of the Brazos Valley, but especially south of here toward Brenham has been really dry this summer, and so we've seen drought intensifying in those locations. Neither of those years compares to 2011, which was the driest year on record for this area.
Gotcha. I think that's the one I'm thinking of. I just remember when it seemed like it'll never end and everything's on fire.
Yeah, we haven't nearly been dry enough really to have the big fire problems here, although closer to the Louisiana border they've had a lot of fires this summer. With the wind staying down like they normally are during the summer, they don't spread very fast, so they don't turn into something like Bastrop. That was a freak, a combination of a major drought and a nearby landfalling tropical storm. I hope we don't see that for a while.
Mm. Well, and things have come out, especially the Old Farmer's Almanac, talking about how this winter supposedly will be much cooler than usual. Do you put a stake with that, or do you agree or disagree, and why?
Oh, I don't actually follow the Old Farmer's Almanac. Any place that isn't willing to be up front with its forecasting methods is difficult to be reliable, and they tend to make forecasts that can be twisted into agreeing with what actually happens because they're vague enough. Not to say that they're necessarily going to be wrong. You just, you know, it's pretty random. That said, I have no idea what's going to happen this winter because we don't have really a strong climate signal out there. El Nino and La Nina, that's basically a wash right now. It looks like we'll have neutral conditions in the Pacific. So at least that means it probably won't be an unusual winter. So we're looking for something somewhere in the neighborhood of normal conditions, but I don't know which side it's going to fall on. So I know that's not very helpful, but seasonal forecasting is pretty difficult.
No, Ben, that is helpful, though, if you're basically saying, yeah, it might be a cold winter, but not any colder than a normal cold winter, or it could be a warmer winter. It doesn't...
Yeah, that's right. We don't have anything there in the Pacific Ocean that's going to drive the weather to be unusual. The only wild card is what's been happening with Arctic sea ice, which we've had a sequence of colder than expected winters until this year, and it's a little early to tell whether that's related to changes in the Arctic ice pattern, but some scientists think it is. So at the moment I'm in a wait and see status to see if that keeps happening before I'm really willing to believe it.
Okay, and in your opinion, do the solar flares seem to make any difference? I've heard that the solar flares are more active than usual.
Well, the energy from the solar flares tends to get absorbed mostly at altitudes more than 30 miles above the ground, so they don't have any noticeable impact on our weather down here.